This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This show may contain strong language or adult themes. Listener discretion is advised. There is nothing wrong with your radio. We are controlling transmission. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limit frequency.
Good evening, my name is Sam.
My name is Ricardo.
And this is the Outer Limit Frequency. Regular listeners are probably aware of this by now. We quite like Devin Townsend. I absolutely adore Devin Townsend, but I will admit he's possibly not the easiest to get into. With his work spread over Steve Vai, Strapping Young Lad, Punky Brewster, Devin Townsend, Devin Townsend Band, Devin Townsend Project, Casualties of Cool, and as a guest musician on a ton of other things, it's pretty hard to figure out where to start. So our aim for tonight is to give you a hand with that. These are our picks for a beginner's guide to Devin Townsend. Addicted is probably, as an album, the most mainstream sounding album of anything that Devi has done. Bend It Like Bender was the first song of his I heard. ER was the first I became obsessed with. And in general, the whole album is a good, easy listen. This album was also a part of the absolutely fantastic Devin Townsend Project, a side project where each album would be recorded in a different way and have a different feel to it. Addicted is the album that was designed to be the accessible one. Devi's idea for it was for it to be heavy but danceable. And the production is heavily inspired by radio staples such as Nickelback. Yes, Nickelback. Strange choice, but hey, it works. From Addicted, this is probably the most single-worthy song, Away Home. The way
we
In the late 2010s, Devin Townsend had just finished an incredible and strange run of albums. He had concluded his project by the name of, checks notes, The Devin Townsend Project with the Transcendence record, and had also recently dropped a sequel to one of his great cult classics, but more on that later. So in 2029, he released a very welcoming record by the name of Empath. And perhaps I need to qualify what I mean when I say welcoming. While it's true that Devin Townsend is well known for making loud, heavy, and weird music, sometimes he makes quiet, soft, weird music. And Empath is a little bit of both, while also being uplifting and, dare I say, wholesome. In fact, I struggle to think of an album with a more appropriate title than Empath, considering it's all about feeling things. The record's third single is a particular highlight, Spirits Will Collide. It assures the listener that they are loved and the better times are just around the corner. And in 2029, that was a message I needed and am still grateful for to this day. Empath is a wild ride with heart and soul and a great starting place for the uninitiated. This is Spirits Will Collide.
We'll be right back.
I have no idea what the upcoming album Lightwork is going to be. The most recent albums from Devi have been odd because, as Ricardo mentioned, Empath was a great prog metal sometimes album. Snuggles and The Puzzle, however, were weird. More like emotional soundtracks in the vein of his earlier album Devlab, which was pretty much like prog noise. These ones are just a bit more chilled. Well, at least Snuggles is. However, the first song to be released for Lightwork shows that maybe it's going to be more like Empath. It's hard to tell from one song, sure, but Moon People is great. I'm sure that in true Devi fashion, it is no way representative of the full album, but as just one song, I can certainly recommend Moon People and its weird blend of calm and rage. Seething calm?
Thank you.
Epicloud is the fifth album of the Devin Townsend Project series, and is probably the closest he would get to symphonic metal until the release of Transcendence, which happened to be the final Project album. The idea was that while Devi was writing his epic metal space opera, or epic space metal opera, Z2 or Ziltoid 2, he kept writing more fun and poppy songs rather than the darkness that he wanted for Z2. So Epicloud was born with all its proggy power metal silliness. Really, it's not that silly at all. I honestly think the Ziltoid albums are much more fun and weird, but Epicloud is a fantastic album for people that want a full and heavy metal album. If you've ever searched for Devin Townsend on YouTube, I'm sure you've seen the hundreds of videos of people reacting to the song Kingdom. And while Kingdom was originally on the album Physicist, that version pales in comparison to this. So from Epicloud, this is Kingdom.
2014 was another busy year for Townsend, releasing two albums that could hardly be more different. Sam will talk about one of them a little later, but the first half of that equation was a little album called Casualties of Cool. This sees Devon pair up with fellow Canadian Shay Amy Duval for a set of ambient folksy duets. But don't you dare think he's gone soft. Even when using a more gentle sonic palette, Devon knows how to get all the arch drama and dread he needs out of this unassuming ground. Because despite its breezy title, Casualties of Cool is a quiet ride into the cold depths of space, with just a pair of voices in your head for company. What beautiful and terrifying tales they tell. I would say The Casualties of Cool is one of his most consistent and accessible albums yet, especially for those with aversions to heavier and metal tones. However, due to not having his name on the marquee, so to speak, I do fear it's one that sometimes slips through the cracks. Don't let it pass you by, though. This is The Code.
Synchestra, the second of two albums released as the Devin Townsend Band, is not a great starting point if you just want to listen to a couple of songs. As an album, it's great for a music nerd because of the recurring themes running throughout and the fact that, like many prog albums, it's to be listened to as an album. However, despite me saying all of that, it also contains one of my favorite songs from Devin Townsend in Vampyra, which is made significantly better if you lead into it with the track that directly precedes it, Vampolka, which is just Vampyra, but polka, and without the vocals. While Vampolka is confusing and weird, Vampyra is just a good, solid, hard, heavy-devy song. So we're going to play both, as they should be heard.
Tea was the first of Devin's solo albums I really got into. I was fascinated by his goal to simultaneously create four different albums and in awe when he actually pulled it off. I wonder if a certain Gizzard Lizard Wizard was paying attention. We've already heard from Key's immediate sister piece Addicted, but tonally the two could hardly be more different. I think that Key is the most complex of that initial four Devin Townsend project albums, as it tries to balance groove, blues, jam, prog, and jazz with a brace of metal interruptions. One minute he's giving you spooky art pop paranoia, then a modest country rock chugger, then low-key crowd rock grooves, and they're all laced with pockets of explosive noise and intensity. This album is another to be graced by Shay Amy Duval, and her voice adds a lot of additional dimension to these pieces. Key might not be the most straightforward listening experience, in fact it's downright elusive, but the peaks and valleys are well worth the trip. Highly recommended to my fellow prog rock pilgrims. And from that album, this is Guttle.
Ziltoid the Omniscient is a absolutely fantastic and hilarious metal opera about an alien named Ziltoid who comes to Earth in search of the ultimate cup of coffee. I can't say enough good about this album. It's also completely solo Devin Townsend, which is impressive considering the scope of it. However, the sequel, the double album, Z2, Z2, or Ziltoid 2, whichever you want to call it, completely eclipses it. For a few reasons. As I said, this is a double album, with half of it being the Devin Townsend project album Sky Blue, which seems to almost be a bit of a jukebox project album rather than having any clear direction like the rest of them. And then the other half is the follow-up to Ziltoid the Omniscient. And while the original plan for this was to be heavy and dark, well, it's heavy. I get that a lot of the themes are dark, but the entire concept is ridiculous, and Chris Jericho plays a Captain Quark-esque Captain Spectacular. It's very, very silly. Ziltoid still wants coffee, and this time he has an army of sentient giant bouncing testicles that make pig noises called poozers. So yeah, real dark. Good job, Debbie. Damn it, I love this album. This is March of the Poozers.
So somehow we've yet to properly address the strapping young elephant in the room, which is interesting, as from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s, said elephant was easily Townsend's best-known project. Since I'm compelled to have strapping young lad on this episode at least once, I thought it might be fun to bring up their penultimate album, Alien, most because it's the one I most associate with the group. It was this era of the band that blew crowds away at Ozfest and cemented their legacy as gonzo industrial metal marauders. Some might argue that Alien isn't the best entry point into even strapping young lad, especially with their final album, The New Black, just around the corner in 2006. But it was my entry point into this whole journey, so it's kind of hard not to recommend. So please, feel the love, or don't, with this next track, Love, with a question mark.
Back at the start of the episode, I mentioned that it might be a bit difficult to get into Devon Townsend. However, as difficult as it can be, it's even harder to get into Steve Vai. Unlike Devi, though, this is largely because Steve Vai has put out a lot of music that is not good. Unfortunate, considering the skill of the dude. I'm now bringing him up because for a very short time, a young Devon Townsend was the vocalist for Steve Vai on his album Sex and Religion. This is a weird album. On the whole, it's not good, which again is a real shame. However, it has one track that stands out because it seems to set what would become of Devon Townsend into motion. While Just Cartilage was co-written by Devon Townsend and Steve Vai, it's the other one featuring this pairing of writers that stands out. Pig just sounds like strapping young lad held back. As a disclaimer, I am only putting this here because it's cool to see where it all started. This is not a good starting point for listeners, but it is one hell of a starting point for Devon Townsend. This is Pig. That about does it for our beginner's guide to Devon Townsend. And if you like what you heard, jump onto your streaming service of choice and check out some of our old episodes. There's a whole lot of them waiting for you, thanks to the people at Access Media.
And since you're coming back next week, and I really like doing these beginner's guide, I think it's time we look at one of my favorite musicians, Les Claypool, as we attempt to lead you into his dark, silly, random world of weirdness.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.